Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik He, and we are at the very last line on Daf Tzadik Dalet Omid Beis, Hahu Tabocha. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Chayalea, Yisrael ben Adina, and Dovin Moshe ben Yehudis Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Moshe ben Tzvi HaKoyen. So we're moving along in Perek Gid Hanosha. The previous daf discussed halachos related to a Jewish butcher who has meat that is a treifa. Shechted the animal, turns out it's a treifa. Do we have to be concerned that he might have sold it to an oved keichavim, which is certainly within his right to do? Point is, maybe now I would not be able to buy meat from the non-Jews that sell meat out of concern that maybe they purchased the meat and it's a treifa. The bottom line is, that's the general backdrop of the end of yesterday's daf that segues immediately into today's daf. Says the Gemara, there was a butcher that told his friend, I have this paisis minoi. Had we gotten along, Rashi says, these two people clearly did not get along. In fact, Rashi says, soinim hoyu zelazeh. They literally hated each other. So he tells him, you know, if we were buddies, miloy safiloch mishar shal patim davi esmol, would I have not invited you to the party that I made last night? And would you have not been able to get a piece of fat meat that I was serving to all my guests? In other words, I'm the kind of guy it's kedai to be friends with, he tells him, because had you and I been on good terms, you would have been partying together with the rest of us, and it's a chaval that you missed out. Either way, Amalei, so the friend who heard this little taunt told him back, you think I didn't eat from your meat? Achli mishufri shufri. I ate from the best of the best. Amalei, so the person told him, Minolach, what are you talking about? Amalei, dezoven ployni ovikechavim vesofili, because I heard that ployni ovikechavim bought some of your meat, and he gave it to me. So I ended up eating from your very chashiv cut that you're very excited about. Amalei, so this person went and he told his friend, Trey Avdi, I have to tell you that I actually had prepared two such shvarim, the hahu treifahava, and the one that I gave the Ovid Kechavim was not even kosher, it was a treifa. So not only did you not get the shufri shufri, but the meat that you ended up eating was a treifa. So these are two people that don't like each other and they're trying to shtach each other in any way possible. So this first guy, let's call him Reuven, goes from telling him that you missed out on a good party to telling him, oh, by the way, your dinner last night was a treifa. But after the dust and the smoke settled on this little duel, there was a halachic shaila that arose. And that is that it seems that this person, Reuven, had claimed that he sold meat to an oved keichavim. The meat was a treifa, and this oved keichavim is out in the shuk, and he's giving it and he's selling it to people. The question is, do we now need to be concerned that perhaps there's a lot of meat in this shuk that's not kosher meat? Now, the metzias was that most of the butchers that lived in this zip code were kosher butchers. And as a result, based on the halachas of Rav, you're allowed to assume that if you're going to go into the shuk, probably the meat that you're going to be buying is going to be kosher meat. And by the way, even if you bought the meat from a non-Jew, based on yesterday's af, you're allowed to assume that the meat that you're buying is going to be kosher, because even though you're allowed to give a treifa to a non-Jew, but you're not going to give a treifa to a non-Jew when you know there's a concern that he may resell it now to a Jew. But being that there's this one guy, this chevreman, who's claiming that he violated what we would consider to be the norm, maybe all of a sudden now, medaf chayishdain, and maybe nobody should be allowed to buy meat in this shuk, al kaponim, from the non-Jews, based on the concern that maybe this non-Jew is selling meat that's not kosher. And again, even though we're going to assume that if most of the butchers are Jewish butchers, so based on that, most of the meat should be kosher meat. But the minute there's a concern that maybe there's a Jewish butcher who sold treif meat to this non-Jew, maybe all of a sudden there has to be some sort of chashash. So this shaila was brought to the great Rebbe, and Amar Rebbe, Rebbe Paskind, he said, "Beshvil shoyta zeh." It's interesting that he referred to him as a shoyta. I don't know if he referred to him as a shoyta because of the fact that he claims that he sold non-kosher meat to a non-Jew, or he referred to him as a shoyta just based on the first part of the story, the way he's going after his friend. But the bottom line is, Rebbe said, because of this shoita, she'asa shaloika haigen, who acted improperly in that he sold basar treifa to an evi kechavim, anu neser kala makulin, are we going to say that now all of a sudden nobody is allowed to buy meat from this shuk? There's no way in the world that that's going to be. Meaning, even though I trust that that's what happened, but at the same time, that's not going to passel the entire shuk. Says the Gemara, Rebbe L'tamei, Rebbe was L'shitasi, the Amar who said makulin b'tabachi Yisrael, in the event that you have a makulin, so a makulin is a shuk where most of the people that sold food or weirs or whatever was there were non-Jews. But to the extent that you have makulins, you have all these meichri basar that are non-Jews. Oh, but the butchers that supply them the meat are Jewish. They're tabachi Yisrael basar nimsi abdav kechavim mutter. If you go there and you want to buy meat, the halacha is it's going to be okay. So being that Rebbe L'shitasi holds that you're allowed to buy meat from makulin, although the meichrim and the makulin were of the kechavim, as long as the tabachim, roivim, tabachim were Yisraelim. So Rebbe holds that ordinarily you're allowed to go basar roiv tabachi Yisrael, and even though, again, this is a very important point, even though maybe when it comes to the treifas, the tabachi Yisrael sells it to the guy because it makes a lot of sense he would do that. But again, that's yesterday's daf. He wouldn't do that because he doesn't want to go ahead and be machshel yid. It's for that reason Rebbe's shita is that basar nimtza biyad avikachavim is mutter. So it's for that reason Rebbe paskin in this case it's going to be mutter as well. There's a few tosfos in on this amid that explain pashup shan in the Gemara. So we don't always think of Tosfos as explaining Pashup Shan in the Gemara, even though, if you cut through the Lamdas, Roiv, Tosfos, and Shas, maybe even more than Roiv, are literally being Mefarish the Gemara in the same way Rashi is being Mefarish the Gemara. But the bottom line is that Tosfos over here, on the top of the Amid, says that that's Pasha, that even though Rebbe said that Bishvil Shoyt Zesh Asa Shleika Haigin, Anu Neser Kala Makulin, he only meant that you don't have to be concerned that maybe this guy sold to another guy, and maybe there was another Yid that sold to a guy. But Avada Gevist, as it relates to this Moicher Oivik Yechavim, Meichash Mi Abay, we'd have to be concerned, and you would not, at least for that day, when you're concerned that the meat that this guy bought, he's going to sell, right, there's an expiration date on meat. You don't have to be worried in a month from now. But at least for that short period of time, you would not be allowed to buy from this Oivik Yechavim because of the chashash that maybe he takabur a treifa from this. So again, Rebbe believes that this is what happened. But at the same time, he says it's not enough to go ahead and disqualify and suddenly say you're not allowed to buy from this makulin at all. As it relates to the makulin, Reif Tabach Yisrael, and we're not concerned that maybe the Tabach Yisrael went and he sold the treifa to Oivik Yechavim. This Oivik Yechavim, where there's a yid that And I'm not telling you to eat this person's meat. Wait until you know for sure that behemoth's gone, and then you'll be able to purchase from him as well. What Rebbe meant was that as it relates to all the other moichrim, from them certainly you would be allowed to buy, and this, again, is Rebbe L'shitasa. Ikeda Amri says the Gemara, it's a great story, but there's actually another version of it. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said when he heard the dispute and this little back and forth that took place with these two people. So his response was a little different. He said, "Mipnei shoyta zeh." This part is the same. He referred to him as a shoyta. De'ichavin letzuri l'chav, whose intention was merely just trash talk, right? He's just here to shtech his friend. Anu neser kolam makulin. Are we going to go ahead and we're going to say that the entire makulin is going to be aser? Now, what's the subtlety? The subtlety is, it sounds like from Rebbe's language in the second version that Rebbe doesn't really trust this person. What is he trying to do? He's trying to be mechaven letzur lechavrei. In the first version, bishvil shoyte zeh she'asa shalika haigen, Rebbe trusted him. He believed that he taka sold the treifa to the oivik yechavim. In this version, it doesn't even sound like he trusts him. He's just trying to win an argument. And people sometimes say things that are not even true, you think, in order to win an argument. So therefore, Rebbe in the second version didn't even believe him. He said, I think his whole kavana was Litzur L'chavrei. So this is the Gemara. What's the obvious thing? Time of the Chama Litzur L'chavrei. It sounds like the only reason Rebbe is not concerned now about going and buying meat in this shuk is because he doesn't trust the guy. But let's say he believed him, also would be Yasser. Freit the Gemara, Akasha. So what was a Raya in the first Lishna is Akasha in the second Lishna. But Tanya, Rebbe Yomim Makulim Tabachi Yisrael. In the event they have these Makulim, that's the shuk with the, or if the Chavim used to sell meat, and they used to get it from butchers that were Rav Yisraelim. If you would find Basra over there, it would be Mutter. What do you see? What you see from there is at the end of the day, you always go Basra Rav. So, Steinis the Gemara, why is Rebbe saying that the reason I'm not worried about buying from this shuk is because I don't believe that the story even happened. I think he was just coming Litzur L'chavrei. Even if he would believe it, at the end of the day, okay, so don't buy from this one guy. But at the same time, to go ahead, Anu Nessa, the entire shuk, Rebbe Lishitasi, it shouldn't be a problem. And for the Gemara, Shani Hacha, this Chazak Yisura. And over here, it's already different. Because being that over here was a Chazak Yisura, here you know for sure, to the extent you would have trusted him and you would believe him, that he sold a behemoth that was a trefa to an Ovi Kechavim. So now there's a reisa in the entire shuk. Once there's reisa in the shuk, then Rebbe sees it differently. If there's no reisa in the shuk, Rebbe says, makulim v'tabachi Yisrael, basanim sab yadav kechavim mutter. But reisas are a big deal in the world of roivs and chazakas. And even though it's one shmeiger, I don't care. At the end of the day, one guy sold one behemah to one Ovi Kechavim, that's enough of a reisa that it's going to go now and it's going to undermine the entire roiv in the shuk. And that's why Rebbe said it's only because I don't believe the guy that the halacha is that it's okay to buy. But had he believed him, even though there's a roiv, it would not have been okay. Another point that Tosfos speaks out as he goes through the Amid is that according to Rebbe in the second Lishna, if somebody wanted to buy, even from that one guy, it would have been okay, right? We have two Lishonos in terms of what Rebbe's reaction was. Again, you have person who we named Reuven, who claims to have sold the behemoth treifa to an Ovid Kechavim. And Rebbe's not impressed. Rebbe says, Bishvil shoyte ze, dot, dot, dot. Now we have two lishoynes of what dot, dot, dot is. In the first lishna, Bishvil shoyte ze, sha'asa shaloika hoigin, anu neser kala makulin. In the second version, Bishvil shoyte ze, di ichavin letzru lechavre, anu neser kala makulin. So Tosfos is nafkemina between the two lishonos. According to the first lishna, it's only kala makulin that is going to be mutter. But to buy from this Ovid Kechavim, as long as there's a concern that he's still selling this meat, is not going to be okay. According to the second lishna, it's not only anu nesa kala makulin, it's even this guy. He too, if you would want to buy from him, you'd be allowed to buy from him. And the reason is because in the first lishna, Rebbe believes that this Reuven sold the behemoth treifa to an Ovid Kechavim. He just feels that it has no impact on the rest of the makulin. In the second lishna, Rebbe doesn't even believe him. He thinks he's just taunting him. He's saying it to win an argument. Litzurei lechavrei, but really, it never happened. Again, what's the nafkamina if you'd be allowed to buy from that one Ovid Kechavim? Either way, this concludes the very brief first part of today's daf, part two. And part two of today's daf is a classic. And as we'll see, by the way, as we go through the daf, b'si'ata d'shmaya, today's daf is an absolute classic. We could have said this on the onset. And it's true from a halacha perspective, and it's also true from an agada perspective. But the halacha first. Amar Rav, Rav said, one of the most famous one-liners in the entire Maseches Chulin, and maybe even in Shas, Basar, as it relates to meat, Kivan Shenesala Min HaAyin Asar. This is what's known as Basar Shenesala Min HaAyin. So what does it mean, Basar Shenesala Min HaAyin? You have kosher meat. Everything was done 100% properly, but it was Nesala Min HaAyin. There was a brief period of time, Rashi says, a Sha'achas, when nobody saw this meat, right? Anyone see the meat? We masiach das from it. That is enough, says Rav, in order for it to be awesome. I think it's kedai to go along with the theme that we laid out, and that is learn another Tosfos. So this Tosfos, it's very short. We'll see it inside. Dibra maschal amma Rav basa shenesalim in ayin asa. The fourth Tosfos on the Yomid. Says Tosfos, va'afilush bi'ir sheyeshba roiv tabachi Yisrael. Even if you know most of the meat in this city is kosher, and ordinarily there's a halacha of zil basa ruba. But basa shenesalim in ayin, right now I'm concerned. Why? What's this all about? Dechayshina neshema Irvin Aisu Nevela Meruba da Alma Vichalfu. We're worried about the ravens. We're concerned that a raven, literally an animal, might have came and swapped out the meat. He took this kosher meat and he flipped it with a non-kosher piece of meat. And where did he get the non-kosher meat from? Well, he's a raven, right? So you can take it from anywhere. So being that most of the meat anywhere is taken non-kosher, even though most of the meat right here is kosher, but if we're concerned that that's what happened, you have to be worried. And then Tosfos says, v'chumra ba'almohu. It's obvious this is a chumra ba'almo mishum uvda, and it's based on a maisa, the hava k'dol kamon, as the Gemara is going to explain. But the bottom line is that the idea of Basish and Salman I and Tosfos lays out right away two very important things. Number one, we're going to think the unthinkable. This is like a real chashash rochik. You worried about the ravens. That's number one. Number two, Zog Taisis, being that this whole thing is a chashash rochik, in the world of what we have to be chayish for, and sveikid de rice, and sveikid de rabbonon, and roivs, and chazokas, and tusugye pesach pasuach, and all these different halachas where we are really, really legitimately concerned about Isurim, this is no shaykhis. This doesn't even get anywhere into that world. It's a chumra ba'alma because of a uvda dahava, which we'll see later in today's daf. Tomorrow's daf is going to be the topic of the next few sugyas over here. But either way, says the Gemara, Rav said, Basar kivon shenis alim min ha'ayin, Asar is going to be us. Read the Gemara, Kasha Meisve. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe said, Makulim v'tabachi Yisrael. So this is the memory of Rebbe that we began the daf with. In the event you have the makulim. Again, the makulim is the shuk where the majority of the sellers were ovdei kechavim, and they used to sell meat that was supplied to them from these tabachi Yisrael, from the Jewish butchers. Basar hanimtza b'yad ovdei kechavim mutter. If you want to buy meat from the ovdei kechavim, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because you go basar roiv tabachi Yisrael, and there's no concern that the yid would have sold the treifa to the ovdei kechavim because he doesn't want to be machshel the yid who's going to maybe end up buying it from him in the makulam. I'll befreit the gemara akasha. Without really explaining what the kasha is. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why is this better than basa shenis alim and ayin? If there's halacha, basa shenis alim and ayin is a problem, so there was no yid that was watching the meat. It's literally in the geshäft of the ovdei kechavim. So how could that be better, freit the gemara, than basa shenis alim and ayin? So if basa shenis alim and ayin is aser, how could this not be aser? And for the gemara, the obvious teretz, nimtza b'yad ovdei kechavim shani. What do you mean? There's an ovdei kechavim that's watching it. We trust ovdei kechavim, so that's not basa shenis alim and ayin. And again, Tosfos said, what was the chash basa shenis alim and ayin? Again, it's based on the sugya. It's because you're worried about the irvin. Okay, so if you're not worried about the irvin, the ovdei kechavim is going to protect the meat that he wants to sell from the ravens, just like the yid would. So says the Gemara, nimtza b'yad ovdei kechavim is not basa shenis alim and ayin. As a result, it's not a tzushta. Another gishmaka havamina tashma, teisha chanuyos. So there were nine stores, kula meichres basa shchuta, that sold kosher meat. The achas, and then there was a tenth that was meicheres basa nevela. That sold basa nevela. But look, somebody went ahead and bought a piece of meat from one of them. And he doesn't know which one he bought it from. Sveika yasa da halach is that you have to be chayish. Sveika day reis in lochumra. Ain't not let you eat the meat. This is what's known as kol kavua kemechta al mechza dami. Ayin rashi, dayin toisvis. Ubenim. So let's say you didn't buy the piece of meat from the store, but you rather found it sitting on the ground, halechacha harayv, then you let it go basa rayv. And being that teisha chanuyos is the rayv, and that kula meichas basa shchuta, says for that reason it's going to be okay. Right? This is the most famous example of kol deparish merubah parish in the entire shas. But sveik the gemara, amir the kasha, this is a bomb kasha. That case of teisha chanuyos, nimtza halechacha harayv, why is it not basa shenis alim in ayin? You clearly don't know where the meat came from, because if you did, you wouldn't even be having the shayla. That means you found a piece of meat, literally, on the side of the road. So freit the Gemara, how's this not basa shenis alim and ayin? And for the Gemara, hachanami benimtza b'yad ovdei kechavim. This is an incredible akimta in such a famous case in Shas. You're right. If somebody would be walking on the street and he would just see a piece of meat, that's not teisha chanuyos. Because even though from a rav perspective, you could say call the parish merubah parish, but there's a whole nother issue, and that is basa shenis alim and ayin. The case is talking about where it was in the hand of an ovdei kechavim, and We don't know where the Oifke Chavim got it from. Being that you didn't buy it from the store, without creeping into the sugya now of Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish, and Kol Kavuk, Mechza, Mechza Dami. But being that you yourself didn't buy it from the store, it's not considered Kavuk, Mechza, Mechza Dami. It falls under the umbrella of Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish. But at the same time, it's also not Basish and the Salman Aya, because it's under the protection, it's under the Shmira of the Oifke Chavim. It's not in a situation where it's simply lying there. But Enechinami, if it'd be simply lying on the ground, incredibly, it would not be mutter based on not the din d'oraisa, but based on a chumra ba'alma, Rav's halacha of basin shenis alamanai. Says Gemara Tashma, let's take a third stab at it. And this is from a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin, Matzah ba'basar. So this was a city where there were Yidden and there were Oifdik Echavim that lived. And then somebody was walking in the street and he found Metziah. He found a piece of meat. And he doesn't know, is it kosher meat or is it not kosher meat? So the Mishnah says as follows, Halech acha roiv tabachim. You go past a roiv, and if roiv of the butchers are Jewish butchers that shech kosher meat, you could assume it's kosher, and if not, not. V'im mevushel, let's say it wasn't just a piece of meat, meaning it wasn't raw, but rather it was already cooked. Then it's not enough to say, oh, most of the butchers. No, because now you also have to know who eats the meat. And if roiv of the oichle basnor are oiv the kechavim, then even if roiv of the tabacham ha-yisrael, it's going to be a problem. And the reason it's going to be a problem is because being that it's cooked, so you have to figure out who cooked it. And if an oiv kechavim cooked it, it's going to be bishalakim. You're going to have a whole nother issue. And it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Freak the Gemara. Even if roiv of the oichle basar in this case are Yisraelim, or if roiv of the tabachim are Yisraelim, what happened to basar shenesalim? And this whole case should be dead on arrival. The fact that it was matzah ba'basar means it was nesalim and ayim. And if it's nesalim and ayim, you can have all the roivs in the world. Why don't you have rabs halacha zoktimar? You're going to tell me, what do you mean? If you're keeping cheshbin, I already know what the answer is going to be. Hachanami, it's talking about benim tzabiyat oivik kechavim. Just like the case of makulim v'tabachi Yisrael, we said, oh, because it was nim tzabiyat oivik kechavim, it's not called basin shenasal manayin. And teisha chanuyos, we made this incredibly novel ekimta. It's talking about where what? Taka wasn't lying on the ground, but it was biyat oivik kechavim. Okay, so here too we'll say the same thing. Matzaba doesn't mean he found it on the ground, even though what it sounds like it means, but maybe matzaba means in the hand of an oivik kechavim. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because if that's the case, mevushal halech acha roiv oichle basar, if it's cooked, is the halacha you go basar roiv oichle basar? V'nechsi, ida oivik kechavim nakitle, idi Yisrael nakitle. It can't be that that's the way it's going to be. Because to the extent that an oivik kechavim is holding the piece of meat right now, and it's cooked, you would have to assume for sure that he's the one that cooked it. Or if a Yid was the one that was holding it, you would assume that the Yid was the one that cooked it. So from the fact that we say that when it's cooked, you look at Roif, and you don't simply say, well, someone's watching it, someone's holding it, who's that person? Vaistois, that wasn't the case. It wasn't biyad oivik kechav. And this must be matzah ba, literally. And if that's the case, faith to Gemara, kasha, matzah ba basar, halech achar roiv tabachim, v'mavushal halech achar roiv oichle basar, why is this not a problem of basar shenis al benayin? And for the Gemara, hachab mayaskin, and the case over here was, ba'oimed v'roi eyo. The case was where it was taka matzah ba, but the visual is a little different than your classic matzah ba. Usually when you learn a gein l'metzias, and you find, on the side of the road, you know, you're walking, all of a sudden you trip on something and you look down, wow, lo and behold, machroizes shol dargin. This case was a little bit different. This case was where you saw somebody from the Vatins. This person was a little far away. You saw something fall from him and you couldn't make out who the person was. And you couldn't even tell if he was a Yid or not a Yid. We won't get involved in how he was dressed, but you can't even tell if he was a Yid or he was not a Yid. And the bottom line is you got closer and closer and closer, and then you picked it up and you saw it was a piece of meat. That's what's going to be negated halacha. But here's the point. It was never basish and a salamanai. Because even though it was matzah, it fell from somebody, and it's for that reason, this is something that is a question of matzah, where we have to go basar roiv without having rav's issues. Zok Gemara, another tashma. Nimtza bigvulin, in the event, and this is also a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Mesech Tishkol. Now, the context of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah that Rashi quotes, is somebody found a piece of meat in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a geshmak shaila in light of all the kachim, the galachas. So do we assume that it's kachim? Probably. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the Azara. There's an issur to bring chulin into the Azara. But is it an oila? Is it a shlamim? Is it a chata? So depending on how it was caught, that's how it's going to play itself out. We need the next part of the Mishnah, and that is Nimtza not Yerushalayim, not in the Azara. It was found in the Gvulin. It was found already outside Yerushalayim. So the halacha is like this. Eivarim, if it was chopped into Eivarim, so you found these big limbs, a foot, a shoulder, a hemtzeis, a beis hakoses, right? If that's the way this was all sorted out, Nevelois, then the halacha is you assume it's Nevelois. Chatichos, if it was cut, like really, really nice, like these carpaccio type slices. Oh, so then already mutara is the halacha is it's going to be mutar. What's the svara? The svara is that if it was a varm, nobody cuts a varm, right? You don't sit down at a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon and all of a sudden, here, take a shoulder of an animal. You chop up the meat nicely, you carve it, right? On some level, you're going to cut it up. So if you found a varm on the ground, probably was in a vela. This was a lekelef tashlich anoisai, and the kelef doesn't sit down with a fork and a knife. He doesn't need the presentation as much as humans do. And as a result, oh, makes sense. That's probably what's going on. And therefore, if you want to eat it, you're not going to be able to eat it. If, however, it was cut up, the whole thing is cut up really nicely. Oh, so then, you know, a little olive oil smeared on top of it, mutaris, then it's mutter, because then it looks like itaka was mutter. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Fake the Gemara. Again, nimtza begvulin, chatichos mutaris. At the end of the day, why is this not bastish in the Solomon 9? You'll tell me, what do you mean? We just answered this kasha 4 times already. And specifically, the last akimta. Maybe it's talking about where, again, it wasn't just matzah. It was matzah where you saw from far that it fell out of somebody's possession. But the Gemara's question is, if that's the case, Evarim Nevelos Amai. Why, if it's Evarim, are we going to assume it's Nevela? If you find Evarim on the side of the road, you could assume it's Nevela. But if you see it fall out of somebody's pocket, why would you assume that it's Nevela? Fakarit, I would assume that he shechted this animal, he has the Evarim, he's going to bring it home, and when he gets home, he's going to start carving it up. The fact that it fell from somebody, if it's a varim, I don't think should mean it's an availatine as the Gemara. Elamai, you must have really, really found it on the side of the road. And afilu hachi, chatichos mutaros. Straight to Gemara, agavaldig akasha. How could it be nimtza begvulin chatichos mutaros? What happened to the halacha, Rav's halacha, abasesh and asalamanayin? And for the Gemara. Midi hu taime el Rav. This whole kasha is a kasha on Rav, because Rav is the one that was mechadish the chumra of Basn Shene Salman Ayin, says the Gemara. Itmar Allah, just so happens that Rav, not shockingly, Rav had a comment on this Mishnah. And if you know Rav's comment on the Mishnah, the Kashna Haip Nishtun. What did Rav say on the Mishnah? He said, Chatichos Mutarois, but he added 2 words, Mishum Nevela. What does it mean, Mishum Nevela? He never said Mutaris Bachila. Mutter that it's not Metame Tumas Nevela. So we know Nevela is also Bachila, it's also Tame. And the way Rav learned the Mishnah is that when we compare and contrast the Evarim and the Chatichos, it's not regarding Achila. Because even the Chaticha is also Bachila. It's with regards to Tumas Nevela. Evarim is Nevela, meaning it's going to be Metame Tumas Nevela in addition to being also Bachila. Chaticha is going to be Mutaris Mishum Tumas Nevela, but Avad is going to be also Bachila. For Levi Amar, by the way, Mutaris Bachila. Levi said it's going to be Mutar Bachila as well. But here's the point, that being that Rav already learned up in this Mishnah that even Chaticha is going to be also Bachila, so there's no kasha. In fact, not only is there no kasha, it's probably Rav Lishitasai. Rav that holds Basash and Asalam and Ayin is Asar. That's why Rav said Chatichos Asuros Ba'achilo and only Mutaros Binevela. The bottom line is, the Gemara brought Rav's mem. Rav said, Basar Shenis Alim Min Ha'ayin is Asar. What are we worried about? The Arvim. Really? So this is a chumra ba'am. And the Gemara fired away with a whole bunch of ha'aras on Rav. And the Gemara, because of these ha'aras, was forced to make some pretty incredible akimtas. The first one was from the way we began the daf. Rebbe Yoimer Makulim v'tabachi Yisrael basa nimtza b'yad ovi kechavim mutter. Why is that not basa shen asal menayin? So the Gemara says, no, if it's b'yad ovi kechavim, that's not basa shen asal menayin. The second one was from the famous brais of Teisha Chanuyos. And the Gemara made an akimta, a shocking akimta. And that is Teisha Chanuyos nimtza halich acharev doesn't mean when you found it on the side of the ground. Nimtza means b'yad ovi kechavim. The point is you didn't buy it. David Chachamim bought it. That's called Nimtza, called the Parish Meruba Parish, and obviously there's no problem busting Shalas Marayim, because it gets beyond David Chachamim is already going to be different. The third was from the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin, Matzaba. So if it's raw meat, you go basa roiv butchers. If it's cooked meat, you go basa roiv achle basa. The Gemara asks, what do you mean, matzabah? Matzabah? L'chura, it should be dead on arrival because of the fact that isn't it basar shenis alam anayin? And the Gemara said the case of matzabah was where you saw it fall from him, you just didn't know who the person was. Was he a yid? Was he a not a yid? The bottom line is that's why you have to go basa roiv. And then finally, the Gemara asked from the Mishnah Masech Tishkalim, where again, Nimtza Begvulim, Chaticha is Mutar, Evarim, Asuras, but Chaticha is Mutar, why is it not Basa Shem Salam and Ayin? And all the Terutzim the Gemara gave up until this point were not going to work for this Mishnah, and the Gemara said, Ein Achinami. According to Rav, it would be Asar, and oh, by the way, Rav actually said that. It was Machlekes Rav and Levi had to learn the Mishnah. Rav learned Mutar, and only means Mishram Tumas Neveh, let's Lishitase, because he holds Basa Shem Salam and Ayin is going to be Asar. Either way, this concludes the halacha part of the balance of the daf. We now turn our attention to a little more agadata, so underrated Perek Yud Anosh is like one of the most lamdish brachim in Shas, but it has its fierce share of agadata. Either way, says the Gemara of Hadar Rav, as it relates to Rav's halacha of basar kivan shenesalim and ayinasa, la beferish itmar, ela bechlala itmar. You should know Rav never said it baktzena. He never walked into Beis Medrash and said basar kivan shenesalim and ayinasa. We know that's Rav's shita, and we know it based on a maisa shaya kachaya. Now, this is a theme that, Baruch Hashem, over the years we've mentioned countless times, and that is Rav we know was a shaskin. Rav didn't talk a lot. The Rambam says about Rav, Amra, Rav, Tamar, Rabbeinu, HaKadosh, Loisach, Sicha, Betela, Kol Yomav. And Rav is the one that said, La'olam yashna, Anub, Talmid, B'derech, Ktsara. So we know that Rav, even when it came to Torah, didn't talk a lot. And that's why the Maritzchias in the Tshuva says, you find this idea of Hod, Rav, La'befeirish, Itmar, Ela, Mechola, Itmar. Because Rav didn't do a lot of talking, and with Rav, you had to be Medayek. Which, by the way, Rav himself said in Masech Tesukha, Afilu, Sichas, Chulin, Shal, Talmid, Chachamim, Mestrichin, Talmud. Rav told you that you have to be Medayek. This Sichas, Chulin, Talmud. This is a classic example, because we're going to have now this huge halach. Again, look, that everybody knows Basar Shen Islam is a reason that when you order takeout, it comes in 19 wrappers. It's based on this halacha. And you should know, it's Rav's halacha, and Rav never said it. It's something that we know. Michlola, what is this? Michlola says the Gemara. The Rav have a Yosef, Amabarit de Ishtatis. So Rav was once by the crossing of the river Ishtatis. Ishtatis is the name of the river, and there was a crossing. And Rav is there. Chazelahu Gavra, Dahava Kamechaver Resha. And he saw that there was a person that was washing the head of an animal. So he had shechted an animal, and he's holding the head, and he's by the river, and he's cleaning it out. Nafalmine. And the head, it slipped out of his hand. He fumbled it, and now it's in the Ishtatis River. So this person was very disappointed. Azal Isi Silta. So, you know, doesn't sound like it's the first time it happened. He goes quickly and he brings his basket, Shada, he throws it into the river, Asik train. It was his lucky day. And all of a sudden, instead of coming back with one head, he came back with two. Amar Rav, Rav said, Avdi nami hachi. I mean, does this usually happen? Right? You lose a dollar, you're trying to find it, and you end up finding two. Usually you just don't find the one, right? So, like, what's going on over here? So Rav said, there's something a little suspicious. Asrinu nahale. He said, I think both of these heads are going to be asa. The reason is because there's clearly more than one head in the river, and sounds like the East River, but the bottom line is there's clearly more than one head here in the river, and as a result, he said, I don't know where that other head came from, and by the way, therefore, even the one might have also came from, I don't know where it came from, and therefore, I have to assume both of them are not kosher. Well, let's just explain this a little bit. Had this person come back with this one head, he would have assumed it's kosher. I mean, he dropped a kosher head and he picked up a kosher head. So it's probably the same one. But once he picked up two, so clearly there's something else going on the bottom of the river. Once he knows for sure there's something else going on the bottom of the river, so now I don't even know if that one, meaning maybe there's really three now. So Bekitzer, Rav went ahead and Rav said, the whole thing is going to be also Amrulay. So the Gemara says that when this story happened, so Rav's Talmidim were there, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So Amalei Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, they both turned to Rav and they said, he said, why would you assume that what they picked up was Asar? And really the question was based on the fact that this was a kosher city. I mean, this was a city where the Olam made kosher food. And as a result, Rav Tabachim and Rav Eichle Basa were all Jews. So, good. Clearly, there's another head of an animal on the bottom of the river. But why would you assume that it's from a non-kosher animal? Go Basa Rav and assume that it's fine. Amalusi told him, the Isurish Chichitve. That was his answer. The Isurish Chichitve. And the Olam heard what Rav said, and they knew what Rav meant. You know what Rav meant? Rav meant that although it's true that roiv of the meat in this area is kosher meat, but roiv of the meat in the world is not, and being that this meat was nisalim min ha'ayin, you think it's on the bottom of the river, so nobody's able to see it, it's for that reason we have to be concerned now that maybe meat came from Yenemek Velt, and that's where it came from. Because maybe the meat got swapped out by an Erev. The point is, there's a hashash that the Erev is going to come and he's going to bring meat now from wherever. But here's the point. From the fact that Rav, in a city where most of the meat was presumed to be kosher, and there's a halacha that you let her go Basar Rav, we're still worried. Vaistois, he's concerned of Ruba Da'alma. What do you mean Ruba Da'alma? Where's Ruba Da'alma's meat coming from? I guess the Erev, that's where it's coming from. Oh, must be, there's a concept of Basash and Salman Ayin, and this is where they came to this. So again, the Gemara says, Rav never said Basash and Salman Ayin is Asa. You know what Rav said? When this person, this Shoichet, who became a fisherman by the end of the story, went and he plucked out these two heads instead of the one, and Rav said, you're not eating it, because I'm worried about all the meat in the world. What do you mean worried about all the meat in the world? Oh, you're worried about Arvin, must be, there's a concept of Basash and Salman Ayin. Frit the Gemara Kasha. V'chi mechlolamai. The Gemara said, there must be a reason the Gemara said that. It's not just because of good raid. Rav is a shaskin. That's not why the Gemara said it. The Gemara said it because there must be some halachic significance. What would be the halachic significance? If Rav walks into Beis Medrash and he says, Basha Shana Salman Ayin is Asr, so it's not debatable. Ken Steinhoff and Kopp, Basha Shana Salman Ayin is us. But if Rav never said it, and it's only Michlal Itmar, so then if you ding sich with the story, meaning if you have a different interpretation of what Rav meant, well then maybe you can argue with the halacha. So the Gemara is saying that you should know, when Rav said this halacha, Basha Shana Salman Ayin is us, he never really said it. It was La Michlal Itmar. Which means, this is the only reason why we made this point, that if you want to argue with it, there is a little makam to argue. So the Gemara wants to know, meaning where is there an opening to say that maybe that's not what Rav meant? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where, because parvasa mava. This port was a port where there were a lot of non-Jews that did business. Meaning this happened by a river, it happened by some crossing. There was a port over there, and there were containers that were coming and going, and there was importing, and there was exporting. Now, the city that this port bordered was a Jewish city, where most of the butchers were Jewish, and most of the meat was kosher, and as a result, based on that, you would not have to be concerned. But at the same time, there is a port, and there's people that are buying and selling, and there's geschäfting coming from all over the place. And it's based on that, you could have argued that maybe when Rav said that I'm worried about Isser, it wasn't because of the Oirev. And based on a concept, the Basash and Kimish Hazam and Ayin is going to be also. But he's worried about the Chevrit that do business in this port. And in fact, the Gemara says, Teida, I'll even prove to you that that might have been what Rav meant. Because the Kamaluhu, the Kamaluhu, the Isurish Chichetve, and that Lashon Zok Rashi of Isurish Chichetve doesn't sound like in the world. Shchichi means it's Shchich over here. Right here, there's a lot of the Isura. And it sounds more like Rav is worried about the fact that this is a port that a lot of non-Jews do business in, and therefore you have to be concerned what's coming from elsewhere, not because the Erev brought it, but because the actual Seichrim brought it. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, that's the significance of saying, Hod Rav, La Beferish Itmar, Ela Michlala Itmar. Either way, Rav's Shita is, Basar Kivan Shen Nesalman Ayinas, Afreit the Gemara Kasha, Ela Rav, Heichiachal Bisra. If that's the case, how is Rav able to eat meat? Why isn't all meat Basar Shen Nesalman Ayin? Right, the Gemara is asking the simplest question in the world, which, by the way, has some simple answers. But very, very basic. How was Rav ever able to eat meat? Why isn't all meat in the world, Basha, Shana, Salam, and I, and for the Gemara? First, Teretz is Beshaite. Rav would watch the Shaykhid Shecht and literally hot off the press, that's what he would eat. The Olim Eina Mine. Iba Yisneima, alternatively, B'tzayr V'chasuma. There was a simen. So Tzayr means he would cover it. Chasuma means he would put a seal on it. But the point is, there was a simen, right? The proverbial double wrapper. And that's how he would go ahead and do Vinami or Besimana. He would cut the meat. He would have the butcher cut the meat in a way where there was going to be a simen. And the Gemara says there's a precedent for great tzaddikim cutting meat in a certain way. When he would cut meat, so he would cut it like a triangle. This is the way he used to cut his flesh. So Rab would do something similar. It's interesting. Rashi says that the reason Rabbi Barav Huna would do it, this is Gemara Bava Metzia, was because he didn't want the people in his house to take his meat, right? He wanted to know which is his piece of meat. Like this, he always had a simon. Rav is worried about Basish and the Salmanayin. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, whatever, it's a simple question and it comes with a simple answer. Zok the Gemara, Rav, have a kassel bei Rav Chanan Chasne. So in light of the story that we just told, the Gemara tells another story. Rav was once going to his Eden. Who was Rav's Eden? Rav Chanan. Chazi Mabar the Kassel Ape. So Rav comes to the port. He's going to take a ferry, a boat, and he's, you know, en route to his Eden. And when he shows up, the minute he came, the train came, right? So you go to the train station, and Mamish Dam Mazel. The second Rav shows up, all of a sudden, boom, it shows up. Says the Gemara, Amar, Mabara ka'asi la'api yoyma tova l'gaf. He says, oh, today's going to be a good day. Not only is it going to be a good day, I know that when I show up on my Edom, this is going to be a big party. Because in a superstitious way, if you show up to the port, and literally, the minute you show up, the ferry comes, let me buy you, you didn't get delayed for 4 hours. Let me buy you, they boarded and they took off on time. But forget, this is a situation where like the minute you showed up, boom, you're already up in the air. So this is already a tremendous good omen. The Gemara says, when Rav came, he was so confident of how the events were going to play themselves out. Don't try this at home. Azal come above us. He comes to this house. He started peeking through the hole. He wanted to see what was going on in the house before he even knocked. Says the Gemara, Oidik bebizet the dashna. So he looked through the hole. Chazi chevaset the talia. And he saw there were behemoths, right? This is old school. You walk into a deli. So he saw the behemoths hanging from the ceiling. He knows the Svetshain Zangit, right? Again, today's going to be a good day. Says the Gemara, no, Taref Abava. He knocks on the door. Nafik asakuli amala api. Everybody comes out to greet him. The problem was, asatabachinami, the butchers also came out to greet him. The entire house, everybody came out. Now Rav sees that everyone's coming out to greet him, right? They're singing Sisi v'simchi, and Oydin even. They're singing all the neginim, and everybody's coming out to visit Rav. But Rav was focused. Rav did not take his eyes off the meat. The Gemara says, like, alam Rav einem mine, right? He was making sure the whole time that he was looking at the meat. And Amalu, in fact, Rav told the Oylem, Echu hashta, Sfisulu Yisrul Ibnei Bras. He said, I wanted you to know that were not for me, my Einiklich, right, he's visiting his Edom, my Einiklich would have been eating, they would be eating food that they're not allowed to eat because I was the only one looking at the food. Everyone was looking at me. I was looking at the meat. Why? Not because of the taiva of the meat, because I didn't want it to be Basish and Asalam and Ayin. The bottom line is the Gemara says, after this whole story, right, Rav was so excited. He knew there was going to be a big party. And sure enough, there was a big party. And even this was like Basish and Asalam and Ayin, says the Gemara, at the end of the day, Rav, when he came in, Rav didn't eat. After all this, Rav said, I'm gonna pass. I'm not gonna eat meat. What did he eat? Maybe fish, right? Rav Tzair Kavra. Rav is very much associated with fish. We've spoken a lot about that over the years. But Al Koponim, Rav doesn't want to eat me. He says, where my time? Why didn't he eat me? Honestly, after all that, isn't because of Basish and the Salmon. I am. What do you mean? He was focused on the meat the entire time. So we know for sure it wasn't Basish and the Salmon. I am. Ella de Nachish. Maybe the reason he wanted to eat meat is because he felt that he had acted in a superstitious way. And we know it says in the Torah, Lo yisanachashu, you're not allowed to be superstitious. And he felt this was like, almost like a mitzvah baba aveira, not literally. But he felt that he did an aveira associated with this meal because he acted in a superstitious way, knowing that there was a good meal that was waiting for him. So he felt, after he did it. You have to know why he did it. But after the fact, he said, you know something, I'm not going to eat from the meat. But the Gemara says it can't be, because V'omar Rav, Rav himself said, Kol Nachash, any person who acts superstitiously, but he doesn't do it in the way of Eliezer Eved Avram, or like Yonis and Menshal, Nachash is not considered Nachash. So again, Nachash, loosely translated as superstition, but in a more nuanced way, what it means is somebody says that if this happens, I'll do this. If that happens, I'll do that. A black cat, walk under a ladder, all these different superstitions and inyanim that we've heard about over the years. Right? That's the general concept. And you're not allowed to do that. A yid's not allowed to do that. Tamim tiyam Hashem aleikecha. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't live our life based on these omens and these signs. The only time we engage a little bit in simanim is Beler Rosh Hashanah. Simanim Milsi, right? That's the one time where we get involved in this, but that's, again, a whole other inyan. The bottom line is, Rav stating that said, that a person could do Nichush Light, right? If you want to be Menachish a little bit, that's going to be okay. In fact, Kol Nachash, She'ina K'Eliezer Avram, K'Yonis Menchal, Ina Nachash. What was unique about Eliezer Avram and Yonis Menchal? So we'll focus on Eliezer Avram. That's the more famous of these two stories. Eliezer Avram said very clearly, in Parshas Chayisar, if I'm going to come to the city, and I'm going to sit by the well, and a woman's going to go, I'll know she's, and if not, I'll know she's not. Eliezer made a Tanai de Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain. He was very, very clear. He said, I'm only going to act and move forward based on the way the events play themselves out. And being that that was the way Eliezer went about this, so that's a nichush that's not okay. So to use a nichush as a sniff lahakel, right, like a Pesach sometimes will write a tshuva, and he'll throw in a svar, he says, I wouldn't rely exclusively on this svar, but as a sniff lahakel, I'm going to rely on it. So if you want to use it as a sniff, as an add-on, that's something you would be allowed to do. So Rav, in this instance, right, he didn't say, I'm only going to my Edim if the ferry show. He said, oh, it showed up on time. I mean, it sounds like there's going to be a geshmaka party that's going to arrive when I'm going to get there. But he didn't act or not act based on it. He didn't go all in on this nichosh. And because he didn't go all in on this nichosh, it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, why did Rav, after all this, not eat the meat? Is it because of Basish and Salmanayin? And if it's because of the nichosh, it wasn't nichosh, because Rav Shit is Kol Nachash Einik Eliezer Eved Avram Kehenis Menchal Einik Nachash. And by the way, Rav Shit Tasi, because he holds Kol Nachash Einik Eliezer Eved Avram, is not Nachash. That's why he did this in the first place. But the bottom is, the Gemara says, I don't understand why Rav didn't eat. And for the Gemara, it was a third reason. El Sudas Arishus Havoy. This was a Sudas Arishus V'Rav. Loi mishani misudas harishos. Rav did not eat from a sudas harishos. And being that this was a sudas harishos, it's for that reason he did not want to eat. It says the Gemara. On the note of Rav showing up at the ferry station, the ferry shows up the minute he arrives, and he says, wow, this is a good sign, says the Gemara. Rav bodik mimabara. Rav used to do this often. This is not the only time he did it. Rav was bodik mimabara. He would use the ferry as an omen. Ushmu bodik besifra. Shmuel would be bodik with svarim. Pasha, what it means is that if Shmuel had a decision and he wanted to know what to do, he would open up a sefer Torah, chumash, and he would see, right, hashtag the girl agra, such a concept. Rabbi Yochanan bodik biyanuka. Rabbi Yochanan would be bodik biyanuka. What does that mean? He would go over to a child and he would say, Psychly psukech. We'll get back to this in a minute. Says the Gemara, Kulishnei de Rav. All the years that Rav was alive, have a kosovle Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav lived in Bavel, right? We know Rav had lived in Eretz Yisrael. Chiyasa Rav to Bavel, but eventually he came to Bavel. So all the years that Rav was living in Bavel, while Rabbi Yochanan was living in Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Yochanan would write him letters. He would write him briefen, right? Letters. So Rabbi Yochanan would write him as follows. He would address him, L'kodam Rabbeinu Shebebavel. He gave him tremendous kavod. He referred to him as Rabbeinu Shebebavel. Kinach Nafshe, after Rab passed away. So Shmuel, the younger Shmuel, now became the Gadol of Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan went from corresponding to Rav, now he's corresponding to Shmuel. But the way he would address Shmuel was, Havikasav l'Shmuel l'kodam chaveirenu shababavel. So Rav gets the appellation Rabbeinu, Shmuel is only chaveirenu. Says the Gemara, Amar, so Shmuel was a little hurt. He said, lo yodali midi de Rabbeinu. He said, he's not referring to me as Rabbeinu. I'm assuming the reason is, because a Rebbe means that on some level you have some knowledge that the other guy doesn't have, right? The Rebbe has a certain knowledge the Talmud doesn't have. So, is there nothing that I know that Rabbi Yochanan's better than me in everything? So Shmuel said, I'm going to show Rabbi Yochanan that I know something he doesn't know. So Shmuel sits down and Shmuel writes the cheshbin of the Moilid for the next 60 years. He sends him his calendar. Mamish. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan got it. Omar, he says, you see, he knows math, right? He's a scientist. I'm not that impressed. I mean, Shmuel just begged that a 60 years worth of calendars. You know, the Moilit's going to be, he has it down to Mamish, the Regoyim and the Chalokim of the Menutin. And I feel like Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, mathematician, no. Says the Gemara, Kosnav Shadalei, Tleisa Gamli Sveiki Trefisa. There's a big Shiloh, Rashi, Toysfis Gersois, what exactly this means. But either way, he sends him back 13. Taisivin has a Gersa 12, so everything is a question of Gersa here. But either 12 or 13. Camels that were laden with Suffolk treifas. Either way, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan got this, he said, Isli Rab Bevavel. He says, you know something? I have to be honest. I didn't realize Shmuel was so good. I mean, I knew Rav. Shmuel, I know he's much younger. I know everything he says Rav is chaylik with, right? So every now and again, it's like a Rav is Shmuel da Amri Travayu. He knows math. I hear it's impressive. It's important when you learn the sugyas of Kiddush Levana, but I didn't think he's worthy of Rabbeinu. But now that he sent me all these treifish islas, so I see Shmuel is really holding. So he says, no, if he's so holding, he said, I have to meet him. Ezel Achsei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm booking tickets. I am going now to Bavel. Imagine, Rabbi Yochanan's going to Bavel. How many Gemaras would we have? And we have Kiyasa Rav Dimi and Kiyasa Ravin. Imagine Kiyasa Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan himself showed up to Bavel. Either way, the Gemara says, but before Rabbi Yochanan went to Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan did what he always did, which was Psaikli Psukech. Amalei Yanukas, he sees a child, and he goes over to him, and he tells him, Psaikli Psukech. He says, I want to hear a Pasuk. Amalei, so he told him a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perichav Ches Pasuk Gimel, Ushmu. Mace. That's what I learned today. Amar, so he says, well, if that's the case, Shma Mino Noch Nafshe the Shmuel. Shmuel must have passed away. And that, says the Gemara, is the rest of the story. Not. Veloy Hizok the Gemara. Loy Shachiv Shmuel. Really didn't happen? Shmuel really didn't die. Elo Kihechid Loy Litrich Rabbi Yochanan. Unbelievable. In Shemaim, they didn't want to be matriarch with the great Rabbi Yochanan to have to go to Babel. So Rabbi Yochanan, who's Avoidu was psychically psukeich through this child. They went ahead and they told him what happened. And it's for that reason he never ended up going. It says the Gemara Tanya, Rav Shimon Allah, Rav Shimon Allah said, Bayis, tinoik v'isha, as relates to a bayis, a child, and a woman. Afal pisha ein nachash, yesh semen. Even though you're not allowed to be soymich on it 100%, because that would involve already nichosh, but yesh semen. What does this mean? So Rashi says, what this means is that once upon a time, there was a superstition that if somebody builds a house and immediately afterwards he gets involved in a business and the business does well, that means he should go all in on that business because for sure he's going to be very, very matzliach. Or if somebody has a child and after he has the child, he gets involved in a business and it does well, that's a sign that he's going to be very matzliach and he should go in. Or if somebody gets married and then he does geschäft and he's very matzliach, again, that's a sign that he's going to do very well. So says the Gemara, you can't rely on this 100%, but yesh semen. Don't mach it avek. There is a little bit of truth to it. Amar Rabbi Loz added to this, Yavudas Chazak Tos Zimni, but it's only true if it happens three times. Dechsiv, and based on the following pasuk, Yosef Einenu, Veshimen Einenu, Vespinyamin Tikachu, right? Who said this? Me, Amar Lami. Right? Yaakov Avinu said this. He says, what, you're going to go ahead now and you're going to take Binyamin after I lost Yosef and Shimon? You see from here that had Binyamin also been taken, there would have been a chazaka, and therefore, if it happens three times, it's not going to be okay. This Gemara, by the way, is a very shver Gemara, right? First of all, it only happened twice. Yosef Einenu v'Shimon Einenu. And by the way, you have to come onto this pasuk to teach me the concept of chazaka. Don't we know the idea of chazaka? I saw a Ruv Margol, it says, Mitzayin the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Dechsiv ani bevoi mi padan. It was Rachel Einenu, the Yosef Einenu, the Shimon Einenu. Now it was already three. So the Espinyamin Tikachu, so at the very least, it answers that Kasha. You find that it was this Chazak Tlas Nizimni. Regardless, we are going to end here. So just to speak out a few horrors, two like really, really short, I want to drop longer. The first one is, so The Gemara said that Kulish nid Rav, as long as Rav was alive, so Rabbi Yochanan would send letters to Rav and he would address him as Lekodam Rabbeinu Shababavel. After Rav passed away, so now Rabbi Yochanan is no longer corresponding with Rav, now he's corresponding with Shmuel. And he would write him Lekodam Chaveirenu Shababavel. And Shmuel felt that the reason Rabbi Yochanan's calling him Chaveirenu and not Rabbeinu is probably because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think that Shmuel knows anything that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know. He says, I'm going to show him that I know. And what does he do? He sends him the Chushban of 60 years. And Rabbi Yochanan gets the letter. He says, no, he knows math. That's not a reason for me to refer to him as Rabbeinu. So Shmuel said back, he says, you know something? I'm going to show you I know how to learn. He sent him 13 camels of Suffolk Trefus. And Rabbi Yochanan saw that. Not only was he impressed, he said, I have to meet this yid. And he literally was en route, psychically psukech, and they deceived him from Shemayim. The child tells him Shmuel Meis, which obviously meant Shmami not Nachnavshe de Shmuel, when in fact Shmuel had not really died. And the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you find this in it. It's actually interesting because there's an idea of if there's a chashash that somebody died, right? A rumor spreads that somebody died when the person's really alive. Say it's a school of Arichas Yamim. And I've heard over the years different stories about different tzaddikim, most notably Rav Meir Simcha, right? There was a rumor that spread to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, that Rav Meir Simcha wasn't alive and they were hespedim for him, Barabim. Rav Meir Simcha was Meirich Yamim Vashon after this. This is a Mefurish Gemara. It happened with the great Shmuel, where Shema Minon Noch Nafshe De Shmuel. Rabbi Yechim must have thought Shmuel wasn't alive. Again, it sounds like he probably stopped sending him letters until, maybe he got another 13 camels full of Suffolk Trefus. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara. I saw Rav Reuven Margolis in his Netzayt Sayar. It's classic. He has like a long piece over here. I just mentioned the last line. He says, Shmuel is trying to impress Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, I'll show him something that I know Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know. Hash the chushbana ba'alma yada. And he sends him back. He says, okay, you know math. You're right. I don't know the moilet as well as you know. Right? Shmuel was known as Shmuel Yarchina. And the reason he was known as Shmuel Yarchina because he was an astronomer. He knew astronomy. And he knew all these chushbainas. Right? We said math. It's astronomy. But the point is because he was so well versed in astronomy. See, he said, I'm gonna flex in an area of chachma that I know I have, that for sure Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have. But again, Rabbi Yochanan mamish dismissed it. He was very, very unimpressed. So what did he do afterwards? He sent him Suffolk Trefus. Why Suffolk Trefus? I'll tell you what I think the reason is, because the Gemara said in Chulin Daf Yud that Rava had a son who came and he said a meir de gezach in Trefus, and Rava commented, he said, Chakim breed Betrefus ki Rabbi Yochanan. My son knows Trefus like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Hilge Rashi brings two pshatim. And one pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan was the world's leading bucky in the world of Trefus. So Shmuel tells Rabbi Yochanan, oh really, you're not impressed? I'm going to show you that I know Trefus better than you. And Shmuel goes ahead and he sends up all these Suffolk Trefus. And it worked because Rabbi Yochanan was so impressed. He was so taken aback that he says, I have to go see him. Shmuel Meis. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is, so the Gemara said, Rav, Bodik Bimabara. Rav, when he was at some sort of crossroad, he would make decisions based on the ferry. Shmuel Bodik Besifra, based on the Teirak Desha, and Rabbi Yochanan was Bodik Biyanuka. And then the Gemara told this story of when Rav passed away, and Rabbi Yochanan is now addressing Shmuel, and he calls him Chavirenu, not Rabbeinu, as a dogma of where you find that Rabbi Yochanan was Badik Biyanuka. Because before he went to Eretz to Bavel, he went to a child and he said, Psykli Psukech, and the child said, Shmuel Meis, and Rabbi Yochanan literally took it as, this must be what happened. Shma Mina, Noch Nafshe de Shmuel. It's interesting, the Ramah in Yeridea, Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about all these heebie-jeebie types of things. In Halacha Dalet, says the Ramah, V'chei Mutter Loima Letinek Psykli Psukech. You're allowed to go over to a child and say Psykli Psukech, and based on what the child says or doesn't say, you'd be allowed to make decisions. Meaning, you would have thought that it's usher based on the Simon Kofayin Tess, Hibijibi, Tom Tiamash Amalikacha. We don't engage in these types of things. This is something that you're actually allowed to do. The Vilna Goyin and Bir Agra says, what's the Makar to this? The Makar is Rabbi Yochanan, Ar Daf, Mesech Teschulin, Daf Tzadik Hayamid Beis. The Teres Chayim in his Pirush HaMasechtes Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says, what's the pshat? Why is it mutter? Why could Yoichin undo it? Why would this be okay? So he says, I think pshat is, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Am Rabbi Yoichin on, Miyoyim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, the Nevuah was taken away from the prophets, V'nitna L'Shoytin U'L'Tinoikis, and it was given to the Shoytim and the Tinoikis. And the Gemara goes on and tells a story of where you find the Shoytim had Nevuah, and where you find that the Tinoikis had Nevuah. So the Teres Chaim, it's Mavuah in the Gemara, that from the time the Nevuah was taken away, where did the Nevuah go? It didn't leave this world. It stayed on planet Earth. It's sitting now, amongst others, by the Tinoikis. The reason it's mutter to do a psychli psukech, because it's not nichosh. It's not being ma'inein. This is not ma'isa ovi yadoini. It's Nevuah. Just like once upon a time, you were allowed to go to the Navi, so today you're allowed to go to the Tinoikis, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, of Nitla Nevuah and Anavim, the Nitla Tinoikis. The reason it's mutter to say a psychli psukech is because we touch up that what the Tinoik is telling you right now is actually a Nevuah. Teres Chaim doesn't say it, but it's Pashit. Who's the Baal Memra over here in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviyah, V'nitla L'Shoytim. This is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasai. In Bava Basra, Yud Beis Amud Beis, that said, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nevuah was given to the Tinoikis. That's why in Chul and Tzadikei Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan's Mida is that he is someone that says psoikli psukech. Why is he saying psoikli psukech? He's badik biyanuka. It's because he holds its nevuah, and to the extent that it's nevuah, there's nothing wrong halachically with going ahead and doing that. That's the second R. The third R is Shmuel badik b'sifra. Shmuel used to be badik with a sefer. So what does it mean that Shmuel was badik b'sifra? So if you look in the Mefarshei HaGemara, it's some form of what we know as a Geirul Agra. Reading from the Chidah in his Shiurei Bracha, the side of the Birkei Yosef, and this is on that Simin, Yeridei, Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. Kasa Marikash, nearly, the Lekuli Yama Mutal of Tayach Betayra, Lirais HaPasik HaOyla. Everybody holds that in the world of superstition, what you are and what you are not allowed to do, you're allowed to open up a Sefer Torah to see what Pasik you're going to bump into, to know what to do. Ki hi chayenu. As a matter of fact, we live on that. This is something that we're allowed to do, meaning Torah is chayenu, and this is included in the fact that Torah is chayenu. I'm skipping a little bit. Umatzasi bekuntra, says the Chidah, ksivas yad, la'rav rebeliyo ha'koyin zachroinu l'vracha bal shevet musar, shakosa v'zelu shoynoi, ki balti me raboisai, kishahyu roitzim lasis ezadavar, I was makabal from my rabbis. When they wanted to do something, v'hoyu misupakim, im lasoisayim lav, hoyu noitlin chumish, oi arbava esrim, they would take a chumish or a Tanakh, for you post genoisoi, they would open it up. They would look at the first line of the Chumash and the Tanakh to see what Pasuk they found. And based on what they saw, that's what they did. And what emerges that they would be Messiahs with the Torah. And this is something that you're allowed to do. In fact, Chazal say you're supposed to be Noitel Eitzim in HaTorah, said Rabbi Leo, Akoyin, the Baal Sheva, and said, this is what Chazal meant. What they meant was is you open up a Sefer Torah, you open up a Chumash, you can open up a Tanakh, look at the first Pasuk on the first line, and whatever that pasuk is, you're going to know kadas malasas. That's going to give you insight on what to do, and this is something that's mutter. In fact, the Chidah quotes the Marikash that said, ki yichayenu. This is mamish the way we go about our geschäft. Of course, the makar to this idea is Shmuel's memra, Shmuel badak besifra. Rabbi Yochanan was badak biyanuka, Shmuel was badak besifra. The Ramah brings Rabbi Yochanan badak biyanuka. He doesn't bring Shmuel badak besifra, but at the same time, this is what the Chidah is commenting. He's bringing from Kadmoinim, this Inyan, that just like we paskin, you're allowed to go to a child and say psychli psukech. Teres Chaim was masber, it's an Inyan of Nevuah. There's also a concept of badak besifra. You're allowed to open up a sefer Geirul Hagra style, and you're allowed to go and try to figure out what you should do. The truth is, this idea of Shmuel Badik B'Sifra permeates the Torah of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. I think it's good to talk about it for 1 second. The pasuk in Parsha Shoftim says, "V'hoye kishiftoi al kisei mamlachtoi v'kasav leis mishnah Torah." So we know that every yid has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. V'ato kisvul chemes hashira azois. It's mitzvah tarjag. It's the 613th mitzvah in the Torah. But the Torah says that the melech, the king, in addition to the fact that he has an obligation to have a sefer Torah like every Jew did, he had to have his own sefer Torah. He had to have a second sefer Torah. V'hoye kishiftoi al kisei mamlachtoi. When this person is going to become king, v'kasav and the pasuk concludes, it should be with him and he should read from it throughout his entire life. Just to read one paragraph from the Hilchos Am Sofer, Pirish. He says, when Klal Yisrael is Berum HaMailo, Azai Malkom Yoshev Al Kisei Hashem, then the king sits on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umeshamesh Beruach HaKadosh, and he uses Ruach HaKodesh, v'urim v'tumim, and he is the urim v'tumim, al piv yetzu v'yavoy. Right, in a perfect world, the way the Melech Yisrael used to operate was, al pi Ruach HaKodesh, al pi Navi, al pi urim v'tumim. And by the way, the Marmokin for this is, brachis daf gimel amibes. Right, every morning they used to come to David HaMelech, and they would tell him that, amcha Yisrael tzrichim parnasa. Right, and he would say, you know, go collect money. And then they would say, what do you mean collect money? We've tried this yesterday, we tried this the day before. Right, ein ha-koymetz maspiyah sa'ari, ve'ein ha-bur mismal b'chuyasa, the famous Gemara. Mi'ad de Gemara says, they were yoyetz with the urim v'tumim, and Achi Teufel, and all the Yoyetzim and all the Nevi'im would engage and they would get involved in assisting David HaMelech. Says the Hilchos Am Sofer, that's the way it was when the king was sitting Al Kisei Hashem, when it was Shonim Kitikunam, when Yisrael was Oysim Ritzon Yishamakim, in that world of David HaMelech, that's the way the king knew what to do. He did it Al Pi Nevuah, he did it Al Pi Urim V'tumim, stating that, Amnam Besur Kolela, but when the all of those things were removed, when the Yidden were not in the Madrega anymore, where they have Nevuah, when they don't have the Urim V'tumim anymore, at that point, the king is no longer sitting on the Kisei Hashem Zok Techsam Sofer, but Nikra Kisei Mamlachtoi. He's now Al Kisei Mamlachtoi. So, V'hoyu Kishiftoi Zok Techsam Sofer Al Kisei Mamlachtoi. It's like, he's a king. I'm a king of a country, just like other countries have kings. It's not the Kisei Hashem. It's not on that Madrega anymore. It's only Kisei Mamlachtoi. Om Mikol Mokroim Amru Chazal. Shmuel Badik Besifra, Chulin Dav Tzadikei Omibes, V'chein Hoya Gamkein B'malchi Yisrael Aksherim L'shaloi Zochel Ruach HaKodesh, Badku Besifra, V'Hashem Onam, V'zeu Pirish, V'hoya Kishiftei Al Kisei Mamlachtoi, V'kasa Leis Mishnah Torah, should write a separate Sefer Torah. And when he's going to have that Sefer Torah, you know what he's going to do with it? V'kara Boi Kol Yemei Chayav, Pirish, B'Sefer Torah Yikra Kol Koiroi Shal Yemei Chayav. This king is going to want to know how to go about his business. And he's not sitting Al Kisei Hashem. So he's not tapped into Nevuah. He doesn't have the Urim V'tumim. He's only Al Kisei Mamlachtoi. So what am I supposed to do? I'm a king. I'm running a Jewish Medina. How am I supposed to know how to go about my business? The answer is you should have a Sefer Torah. V'hoiso imay, it should be with you. V'koraboy kol yimei chayav. Not v'koraboy kol yimei chayav. You should read from it your whole life. You will read in it all the happenings of your life. Everything that's negeya you, everything that's negeya how you have to control and run this country is going to be in the Torah. This is where the Hilchos Am Sofer teaches in Torah Moshe over here in Parsha Shoftim. The truth is, Divrei Hilchos Am Sofer, ki yodua, are aniyim b'makom echad and the ashirim b'makom achar. In Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, and this is at the very, very end of the Sefer, it's in the Likutim, it's on page Kuf Nun Zayin. The Chasam Sofer also talks about this Indian, and he's marchiv amid a little bit. He starts with a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Kapitel Kuf Yotes. The pasuk says, Gam Edoisecha Shashuai Anche Yatzasi. The Torah was Shashuai, it was Anche Yatzasi, says the Chasam Sofer. The Torah was Anche Yatzasi. What does that mean? It means I used to be Neutel Eitzah from the Torah. He said, David HaMelech understood that sometimes when he needed an Eitzah, even though David HaMelech had Nevu and he had Urim V'tumim, but the Torah itself was Anche Yatzasi. It gave him Eitzahs. It was Miyayitzim. It explained to him sometimes how you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. V'hineh. inside. Kavanis anche atzasi pirish al derech psoikli psukech. Oy shmul bodik besifra. Vekasafti bemakamachar. Shezel pirish vahoiso imay vekaraboy koyamechayav. Shebesay vetoyre yikra kol koyresimechayav. That through learning Torah you're going to see your whole life. Al derech shmul bodik besifra. Vahainu anche atzasi. That's what it means. The Torah gave me eitzes. Shenimlach besifra. That's the way Shmuel did it. Oy biyanuk the way Rabbi Yechon did. Rabbi Yechon is also being baidik in the Torah. Psoikli psukech is a pusik in the Torah. Miyo. Zog tich samsak. Listen to these words. Ein ze chiddish kol kach. It's not such a chiddish. Shmuel badik besifra. It's not such a chiddish. Davi kein goyro. It's as a little heebie-jeebie. Okay, I'm sure you heard from heebie-jeebie. It's not such a chiddish. Avo yoysen nifla. You know what's more nifladig? Ki kam upam in bederech shashui day raisa. Beloy kavanas mischaven. Because so often when a person is just enjoying Torah, he's bederech shashui day raisa. Beloy kavanas mischaven. He's a mesasik ba'alma in the pleasures of the Torah. Moitze b'shiyura d'yoyma. He's going to find in the shiyura d'yoyma, or the dafa yoyma. He's going to find in the shiyura d'yoyma. Oy b'parshas ha'shavua me'ina mu'ura shalai. He's going to find something that's relevant to him. V'agoy na'chavis yor. Zog tich samsoy for the chavis yor. K'shehirer, eich yikra shem sifroi. He was thinking how he should write his sefer. So the great chavis yor. He wanted to write his shayot shuvis chavis yor, his magnum opus. And he was debating in his head, what is your name is Sefer? V'shmoy hoyo Yar, this is the words of the Chassam Sefer. His name was Yar, v'ziknasoy shegidlasoy, and his grandmother that raised him, Shmo Chava. Her name was Chava. And he was thinking, you know what, maybe I should have something that has my name, my grandmother's name, and he wasn't sure. V'karu v'tayra, and that day they call him up to the Sefer Torah, and he's standing by the bima together with the Baal Keira, v'karu l'fanav, v'yikra oysom chavis yoyer ad hayoy mazeh. And he said, Simona Milsi, that's what I should name my sefer. I'm Yor, my Baba is Chava, and he named his sefer Chava's Yor. V'kosa agoyis maimini. And then the Chassam Sofer says, he saw from agoyis maimini. U'maisle beis yoyis b'dere simen pei beis. And the beis yoyis brings in a yoridea simen pei beis. G'sha osak ri ba'oifes, when the ri was learning the sugi of oifes, koran echot babi yeshivasai. A bird, this koran, came, and it literally sat next to him. U'bad kuoisai, and he was baidikit. U'matsnai kurkabonai niklaf. And he saw the kurkabon was niklaf. And he was able to understand halacha. When we went through the grasshopper raid by then, we told the story of Reb Chaim and the story of the Baal Mechaber Sefer Stei Yitzchak. So Yedidi, Reb Tzvi Schlesinger, he sent me immediately this Chassam Sofer. It's a Mefurish Beis Yosef, Kisha Asak Riba Oifes, that all of a sudden he was Oichet to this Oif. And then the Chassam Sofer fears Oif, he needed some bold letters. Uki Yoitze Bazem Maisim Bechol Yoim. He says things like this happen every single day. And Zog the Chassam Sofer, that to me is much more Nifladik. Shmuel Badik Besifra, when he goes Bekavon, he says, let me open up a Sefer Torah and let me see what's going on over here. That's not such a Chiddush. That's not such a Chiddush. It's Ke'en Goyro. Shun Geherd Fin HaGoyro. But the fact that you're learning the Daf and Pum, all of a sudden something you just learned has a shaykhis to your life, something that's going on in the world, something that's negated to you, that's nifladik, that's incredible. Or it's something in the parshas HaShavua or the Chavis Yaru's Mesupik, and he's not 100% sure what the name is Sefer, and all of a sudden he gets up and he says, oh, my name is Yar, my grandmother's name was Chava, I'm so makitoifter because she raised me. By the way, in the Hakdama to the Chavis Yar, so the Chavis Yar, he tells the story of why he named the Sefer Chavis Yar. Incidentally, I saw a Moshe Shlomiak, a Goyen, Baloitzvus Chassam Sofer. He has a nisfach in the back of Petuchei Chosam on this line in the Chassam Sofer with the Chavis Yar. And he actually asks as a Ha'ara, because the Chavis Yar has a whole Arichas name in the Hakdama. He even talks about, is it appropriate to maybe name a Sefer after a woman? I mean, it's his grandmother, but he's throwing the name Chava into the name of a Sefer. And he says, it doesn't bother me. He said, because the great Goyin, the Baal Megillus Esther, that's the Pirush on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he was one of the Sfardish Goyinim, and the Baal Megillus Esther writes that he's naming the Sefer Megillus Esther because his mother's name was Esther. And Rav Moshe Shlomiak was Mitzayan also, that the Tzlach, the Noid of Yehuda, named this Sefer Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. That's why it's called Tzlach. Tzion Lenefesh Chaya, because his mother's name was Chaya, and he was giving a dedication to his mother. We've mentioned Reuven Margolis' Sefer Nefesh Chaya that he wrote in Eruv Chaim, was dedicated to his first wife. Also, his name was Chaya. But there's a lot of marmakoymus for this. But the bottom line is, he doesn't bring the story. He does not in the Hakdam bring the story that he was called up for the Torah and they called Chavis Yar. This is a Ara on the Hilg Chassam Sofer. But the bottom line is that the Chassam Sofer said that The fact that Shmuel was Badik Besifra when he's doing a Bekavana, he said, that's not the biggest Chiddush in the world. What is a Chiddush is that sometimes it just happens. And then the Chassam Sofer fears eyes with a Taich. He says, that's what David HaMelech said. Gam Edoisecha Shashuay Anchei Atzasi. What does it mean, the Torah's Anchei Atzasi, that I'm not till Eitzah from the Torah? Al Derech Shmuel Badik Besifra B'Yoichanan was Badik B'Yanuka. But you know what the Chiddush is? Even when I did it Shaloi Bekavana, Gam Edoisecha Shashuay, I'm just enjoying Torah. I'm just sitting, having a geschmack. Even then it's guiding me and it's telling me what to do. The great ones used to marry what they were learning to what they had going on in their life, and they actually took it as a sign. They took it as a sign. And the Chassam Sofer is teaching us that you don't have to do the Geir Lagra, but there's an idea of even when the Torah is Gam Edoisecha Shashuai, even then there's a Bechina of Anche Yatzasi. I mean, I lost count, but the amount of times we've had in this cycle of Daf Yomi, where things that we were learning and how they coincided with what's going on in the world is staggering. It's already past, I think, what you expect just statistically, analytically to happen just because. It's way, way, way beyond that. It's absolutely fascinating. And this is a real inyan that's very much based on a one line in today's daf. It's something that's based on the Torah, the Chassam Sofer. Incidentally, this inyan, this taich of a Karu by Koyim Echayev, Reb Shimon Sofer brings already in the Petuchei Chosem. So this made it to the Petuchei Chosem, which we know were the things that the Chassam Sofer used to always talk about. The things that were Margula Bapumbe, so much so that Reb Shimon Sofer writes in the Hakdama that any person that sits down to learn the Petuchei Chosem, if he knew the Tat is not going to see one thing he didn't already hear, kama v'kama pamim. Because everything there was moly, this was his whole life. But this was one of the things Chassam Sofer used to always say. V'hoye kishivtei al kisei mamlachtoi, v'kosav le'es mishnah ha-teira, v'yisei imoi v'kara by kol yimei chayev. Not kara by kol yimei chayev, you should read from it your entire life. But you will read in it your entire life. Everything of your life, any decision you're ever going to have to make, these are things that you're going to be able to find in the Torah. The Pasuk says it by the Melech. The Chassam Sofer said it's true for anyone that learns Torah in the Richtige Weg. There's an inyan of Shmuel Badik Besafra, Rabbi Yochanan Badik Biyanuka, V'hoise Imei V'kara by Koyim Echayev. And even when it's not Bekavana, you don't have to have the special Goyrul Agroch Chumash Tanach and do it in the right way, you know, Belel Shimurim standing on one foot. The Chassam Sofer said, Gamei Doisecha Shashuai. Even when you're just enjoying Torah, Anche Atzasi, you're going to see, the Eibush is going to talk to you through the Torah. Eibush is going to be madrich you. The Eibush is going to give you eitzes. We should talk to be zoicha to have a tam of this. And tam of this. Sai of gam edoisecha shashuai. And to be zoicha to see the oir of the Torah, the guiding light of the Torah. It should be anche yatzasi.